Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for the Civic Innovation Challenge Program's Prospective Panelists webinar. We will begin the webinar shortly in about a couple minutes. We'll just give people time to join in. And once a couple minutes have passed, we'll get the presentation started. And again, thank you for joining us.
So hi, everyone. We want to thank you for joining us today for the Civic Innovation Challenge Prospective Panelist webinar. My name is Michal Ziv-El, and I'm a program director at the National Science Foundation and part of the program team for the Civic Innovation Challenge, or CIVIC for short. CIVIC, as you probably know, is a research and action competition led by NSF in partnership with the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Energy. We also have a cooperative agreement with MetroLab Network, who leads the development of a community of practice for the awardees, as well as aspects of outreach and publicity for the program. This webinar will provide a background on the CIVIC program in the context of the NSF merit review and selection process, and what is involved in serving on a merit review panel. Many of you have already completed our prospective panelist questionnaire, and we sincerely appreciate your willingness to volunteer as reviewers. For those who have not yet signed up and who are interested, we are about to paste the link to the questionnaire in the chat. We expect to start holding panels the first week in June, and we'll be recruiting panelists primarily from those who respond to our questionnaire starting around April 25th. We will need reviewers from the range of sectors who are part of CIVIC proposals, especially those with on-ground experience working in and with communities. So if you're from local, county, or state government, industry, or nonprofit organizations, please consider signing up and serving as a reviewer. Your perspectives are vital for this program and complement the expertise from across the academic community who will also serve on the panels. Following the webinar, we'll have an opportunity for Q&A. But while we're going through the webinar, we encourage you to post your questions through the Zoom Q&A function. So here's the agenda for today's webinar. We'll begin with a brief overview of serving on an NSF panel. We'll then introduce the key aspects of the CIVIC program, followed by an overview of the solicitation. We'll then highlight what to focus on when reviewing CIVIC proposals. We'll then discuss the panel process of preparing and submitting individual reviews and the panel outputs. We'll conclude with Q&A with members of the CIVIC program team. If you heard our program webinar, you will find that parts 2 and 3 of this webinar cover content presented there, but please bear with us as the other parts of the webinar will be new content. So let's get started with a brief introduction to serving on an NSF panel. There are two primary objectives of an NSF panel. First is to provide feedback to the PIs on their proposal so that they can hear from an objective set of reviewers what aspects of their project ideas align well with the program and NSF goals, and what may need to be improved. Second is to provide advice to the NSF program directors regarding which proposals to recommend for funding through the program. You can see here on the next slide, we go to the next slide there, a summary of the typical time commitment for service on panels. Panelists will receive between 6 to 8 proposals to review. Reviewers typically spend around an hour or so per proposal at some point in the 2 weeks prior to the panel, and we'll be asking reviewers to submit their individual reviews for each proposal at least 3 days prior to the start of the panel. The first day of the panel will typically run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern time, and the second day from around 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. The first day will begin with some general logistics and reminders about the panel process, and most of the time is dedicated to discussions about the proposals. Each panelist will be assigned around 2 proposals for which to prepare a panel summary that will be submitted prior to the start of the second day of the panel. Panelists are sometimes able to work on these during the first day, but often need to complete their summaries in the evening or in the morning prior to the start of the second day. The second day of the panel typically begins with finalizing panel rankings of the proposals, which is followed by reading and reviewing panel summaries. We'll speak about all of that a little bit more later. To ensure integrity and fairness in the review process, NSF follows a set of conflict of interest rules that are meant to remove or limit the appearance of influence of ties to an investigator or institution that could affect the advice provided by reviewers. Reviewers will be asked to review the standard conflict of interest guidance for the proposals they're assigned, sign a conflict of interest form, and we ask reviewers with conflicts of interest to step out of discussions when the conflicted proposals are being discussed during panels. The other piece to note is that if you are proposing to the Civic program, you will not be eligible to serve on the panel for that track that you are submitting to. So for instance, if you're submitting to track A, living in a changing climate, you cannot serve on a panel for this track and review proposals for it. However, you will be eligible, or you are eligible, to serve on a panel and review proposals for track B and vice versa. We also want to note that the process and results from NSF panels are confidential. Panelists are not allowed to disclose the identities of anyone on the panel, including in their reviews. They're not allowed to discuss anything related to the set of proposals on their panel or their associated recommendations with anyone outside their panel, and they can only discuss this content with others on the panel during the set panel hours. So we will now start with a brief overview of the Civic program. The central goal of the Civic Innovation Challenge is to accelerate the transition to practice of foundational research and emerging technologies into local government and community organizations through civic engaged research. The program asks communities to be in the lead of identifying priorities and challenges that are ripe for innovation, and to partner with researchers to co-develop and pilot potential solutions over a rapid 12-month timeframe following a 6-month planning period. The program strives to support ideas that can be scaled within their pilot communities, sustained beyond the NSF award, and have the potential to be transferred to other communities across the US. And lastly, the program emphasizes support of projects that involve stakeholders and individuals on the front lines of these community challenges, including those who have historically not been sufficiently involved as co-creators in research and innovation activities. So this next slide provides a high-level overview of how the program works and your role in it as a potential panelist. Each civic solicitation has 2 tracks centered around focused themes that were developed with input from communities across the US, together with consideration of the priority areas of the federal agency co-funders for the program. After the submission deadline, proposals are reviewed by panels of experts using NSF's merit review process that considers intellectual merit and broader impacts, as well as criteria specific to the program goals, all of which we'll speak about a little bit later in the webinar. I want to emphasize again that we strive to build panels that reflect the program goals and a strong emphasis on meaningful civic participation and community impact. We do this by ensuring that the reviewers for proposals cover the range of academic disciplines represented in the proposals, and equally important that we include reviewers with experience in local, county, and state government and community organizations, as well as industry where relevant. The panels make funding recommendations to NSF, and then the NSF Civic Program team, together with DOE and DHS, make the final funding recommendations. As we noted earlier, the program includes 2 stages, and today's webinar will cover the review process for stage 1 proposals only. In stage 1, awarded teams receive planning grants of up to $50,000 to undertake planning activities over a 6-month period, during which they refine their proposals, strengthen their partnerships, and prepare their submission for stage 2. As a side note, only awardees from stage 1 will be eligible to submit proposals to stage 2. The Stage 2 awards are for up to $1 million to execute their pilot projects over the rapid 12-month timeframe. During both stages, awardees interact with the Civic Program team and also participate in community of practice activities aimed at building a nationwide network of knowledge sharing between the Civic teams. Prospective reviewers may find it helpful to learn about the types of projects funded by Civic in the first round of the program and the ongoing work of these awarded teams. To do so, we encourage you to visit the website noted on the slide that MetroLab manages, nsfcivicinnovation.org. In the Civic Awards tab, you'll find project videos, websites, and one-page descriptions of each project, where you can also see the multi-organizational partners who are involved in each project. You can see from this map that the teams are located across the U.S. from cities like Atlanta and Los Angeles to rural communities in Michigan and Florida and the pueblos of New Mexico and many others. In our first round of the solicitation, which had the track themes of mobility and resilience to natural disasters, 52 teams were selected for Stage 1 awards, and 17 of those teams were selected for Stage 2. You can see here the program team for Civic, which includes members across the four participating NSF directorates: Computer and Information Science and Engineering, the Engineering Directorate, Geosciences, and Social Behavioral and Economic Sciences. Within DHS, it includes members from the Directorate for Science and Technology and also the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, and within DOE from the Vehicle Technology Office, as well as MetroLab Network. As we noted earlier, the merit review process is led by NSF. DOE and DHS provide input on the final selection of proposals to recommend for funding following the external merit review process. And MetroLab Network does not participate in any way in the merit review or proposal selection process. Now we're going to review some details of the current Civic solicitation. For this round of the solicitation, Stage 1 planning proposals will be submitted by May 5th, 2022. We anticipate making up to 50 Stage 1 awards with expected start date for projects by October 2022. Stage 1 awardees will submit proposals for Stage 2 in February 2023, and we expect